Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. Have you got an attorney already to assist you?
No, I haven't really talked to anybody or decided whether I'm going to pursue it or not. So I don't have any proof, so.
Well, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes.
Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. So there's no necessarily like, what do you mean by proof? Like, bottles or receipts?
Yeah, I mean,
So they don't require it. But if you did have some, of course, it would be recommended to keep it and and hold on to it. But it's not required. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you diagnosed?
2021.
Oh gosh, okay. And would there be a record with the hospital at least?
Oh,
A
yeah.
medical record? Yeah, okay. So you would be able to file a claim. Would you want to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Sure. I, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't have an attorney assisting you, haven't signed anything electronically or via mail.
Not for this, no.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then did you have any reoccurrences of the non-Hodgkin lymphoma where you went to remission and it came back?
Yep.
You did. Okay. Did it stay as non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Did it stay like the same diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Yeah. Okay. Well, when was the second diagnosis, the year?
Oh, it was July 2023.
23. You said July?
July
Okay.
or August. Late
Okay.
July, early August. Can't remember exact date.
Okay, no worries. And then you said you were the one that was diagnosed.
Yes.
Let's see. Were you using the product at home or at work or both?
I used it at home. It was
Home?
basically a home-based
Okay.
yard
And were you
stuff.
the one spraying it?
I was.
Yeah, so it would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed. And what city did you spray it in?
Corvallis, Oregon. The home of Roundup. You didn't know that?
And then let's see here. Were any other family members or neighbors diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after using Roundup?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay. And what was your age at time of diagnosis? So this will be off the first one, 2021.
2021, I was 66.
66. Okay.
I believe 67. I'm sorry. 67.
67.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And
66 or
then
67, I can't remember. I don't know where, I'd have to figure it out where my birthday falls in that year, so.
no worries. And then do you know, and this is just best to your knowledge, do you know what year you estimately first started using it? Because I know you moved to a home.
It would be, let's see, let me think here. I got to go by age of my kids. See, moved there, moved into that house. It was in, it was probably the, I would say mid late 90s,
Mid.
1990s.
Okay, so like 1995?
And probably, yeah, for a few years
Okay.
after that. But
Okay.
first, to my best of my knowledge, it was
Okay.
around that time.
No worries. And when did you ever stop using it?
Yes.
You did. Okay. Do you remember what year roughly?
I really don't. Like I said, I think I don't remember.
There's no guess on like when you probably stop spraying it. You move out of somewhere. You get like a
landscaper.
No,
we still live there. We just quit using it.
Okay. Just
I would
estimate.
Say late 90. I would say I'm gonna totally guess 2002.
2002. Okay.
I'm totally guessing.
No worries. That's fine. And then, let's see here. So that would have been roughly 10 years of, or excuse me, not 10, 7 years of
7
usage
years.
Total.
Yeah, and I mean, it was once or twice a year. It wasn't consistent usage.
Mm-hmm.
It was yard maintenance.
Okay. And were you, do you think you used it at least 10 times, 10 days or more total?
Oh, total?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, in the 7 years, yes.
Okay, and then the phone you're speaking on is a smartphone or landline?
It's a landline.
Landline. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll read through a list of illnesses here. Just please let me know if you ever diagnosed with these, any of these. You can give me yes or no's. So HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
Nope.
Autoimmune.
When you say so ever diagnosed, I had a stem cell transplant as part of my
treatment,
but
okay.
I wasn't diagnosed with a transplant per se until this came about.
Okay. And any autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
Nope.
Okay. Hepatitis B or C?
Nope.
Lupus or rheumatoid arthritis?
Nope.
Diabetes?
Nope.
Any other, okay, so it's any other cancer that required chemo other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Not before I was diagnosed, no.
No. Okay. Any family history of cancer?
My mother.
Okay, what'd she have?
She also had lymphoma. She had follicular lymphoma. It's also a non-Hodgkin's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma you were diagnosed with.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spelling of your first name is T-R-A-C-I.
Correct.
And then last name, C-R-O-N-K-R-I-T-E.
Correct.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
6/23/54.
And then your social?
I don't want to give that.
Is it okay with the last four?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
4677.
Okay, and again, just to reconfirm, date of birth was 6/23/1954, and then the last four, 4677?
Correct.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and the cancer diagnosis? Was it from social media, TV, friends, family?
I would say social media.
Social media. Do you know what year roughly you saw that or made the connection?
Probably 2022.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
I am 5'4" and 125.
Okay. And then we do have an email here. It looks like it's your first name underscore last name at yahoo.com.
Correct.
And then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
No, it's a landline.
Landline, okay. And then, let's see here. So we'll go through the Roundup usage information. Before I go through that, what is your spouse's name?
John.
John, J-O-H-N?
Correct.
Okay. Same last name?
Correct.
Okay. And then,
so once I get done talking to you, what happens with all this information I'm giving you?
Oh, so it goes to the law firm. So I'm an intake specialist. So I just basically prep up all the information needed for the claim. And then I'd send you the forms. If, you know, you agree with everything, you'd sign. And then they get the paperwork. They call you. They re-verify everything. Confirm they can pull medical records and begin working on the case.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I just prep up everything needed for it.
Okay.
And then send it to them.
What does it go to a law firm here in Oregon, or does it, where does it go?
So they specialize, because we work with multiple firms, but they specialize in mass torts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar to a class action,
mm-hmm.
but instead of the money being like the settlement being divided amongst, you know, X amount of people,
mm-hmm.
this one's more specific towards your injuries.
Okay.
And what, you know, what you went through personally.
Okay.
So amounts vary, and then they, since it's a mass tort, it means it's like a multi-district litigation.
Uh-huh.
So they have attorneys in every state.
Okay.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go through the Roundup usage information here. So do you know how many times per month, estimately, you were using Roundup? Just best to your knowledge, I know it was some time ago.
Less than once a month.
Okay, and then how many months out of the year were you using it, roughly?
Probably 3.
3, okay, so like 3 times a year total,
yeah.
Estimately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Times the 7.
Right.
That would be 21 total.
Correct.
Sorry, bear with me. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before the diagnosis?
You mean the year right before I was diagnosed?
Not right before, but at least 1 year before being diagnosed.
So I guess I'm not... I want to make sure I understand the question. So I was diagnosed in 2021. Are you asking me if I sprayed it in 2020?
No, if you just sprayed it for at least 1 year
before being
diagnosed.
Well, I did it for 7.
It would be yes. Okay, sorry. We have to ask like that.
That's
some
okay.
of the questions are weird.
It just kind of stumped me, I think.
I know.
Seven,
and then you did already give me the start date estimately, which was 1995,
right.
And roughly stopped in 2002.
Correct.
And then did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
No.
Okay.
Stupid years, I guess.
As far as the states you used it in, was it just Oregon?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you said you used it for like lawn care and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you were spraying it yourself, so it would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed... And then did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
No.
And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
And then, let's see here. Do you know what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated, premix?
It was concentrated.
Concentrated. Do you know where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace's, Walmart?
Gosh. I don't.
Can't remember. Okay. And you wouldn't, you said earlier that you don't have any receipts or old bottles still, right?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
Nope.
Good. And are you currently employed?
I'm retired, but my husband and I do are real estate agents too, so it's not full-time employment or anything. We just keep ourselves busy.
Okay. And let me see here. So basically like self-employed?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then did you lose any time from work due to surgery or treatment related to the diagnosis?
I did from my self-employment.
Do you know what, like the amount of time you had to take off, estimately?
Probably from, let's see here, I gotta think. You just want like number of months or years or whatever? Is that
yeah.
what you're looking for? Okay. I would say 6 months.
Okay. And it was that in 21?
And it was 20? In yes, 2021, yes.
Okay. And then were you ever in the military?
Nope.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
I have a property lawsuit.
Your property lawsuit? Okay.
Yeah.
And then have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
Nope.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then next here, the medical information. Do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
I do.
If
it was
you do. Okay.
I don't know how to spell it. It's Dr. Valapuralzi.
Val, is that one word or was that first and
it's
last?
It's all
name?
One word. It's Valapuralzi.
Okay, Dr. Valapuralzi. I'll see if I can find it on Google.
Yeah,
what hospital
since,
or?
She's since gone to Atlanta. So.
Okay.
I know it starts with V-A-L-L. Valapuralzi.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it
what
was Oregon
hospital?
Health Sciences. University.
Oregon
Health
Science. Right. University. And what's in what city?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland. Okay, one moment. Okay. Do you think her first name was Alina?
Anoush. Well, let me see if I can find her for you. Hang on.
Okay. If not, no worries. We can just do the hospital. It's not as long as it's at least one or the other. So if you want to look, we can always update it, but I'll for now.
Yeah, just use Oregon Health Sciences University.
Okay.
For now.
And is that one on Sam Jackson Park Road?
Yeah, it's on Bond.
Bond? Okay, let me look that up real fast.
There's a couple different locations. It's all part of the same hospital.
Okay, no worries. Bond
just,
Road or Street?
Bond Street, I believe.
Street, okay. Bond Ave, 3303 South Bond Ave?
No.
That's not the one? Okay.
Bond Avenue, is that what?
Yeah, it's what it came up on.
Well, that might
Google,
be it.
Do you think? Oh.
Yeah. Does it say CHH Health and Sciences? Or it
says OHSU Center for Health and Healing Medical Center, Portland.
And building 2, does it say building 2 or? They have so many.
There's no building. It's just 3303 South Bond Ave, Portland.
Hang on.
Okay.
Something that works here. like my phone. Computer's not working.
No worries. Oh, on Yelp, it does say building 1.
Yeah, and I...
Do you think that's it?
It's building 2, but
building
it's...
Building 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 3303 South Bond. There's a building 1 and a building 2. I think they have the same address, basically.
Okay, no worries.
But I had the actual... hospital treatment up at... on the hospital at on Sam Jackson.
Oh, okay, that was the other, the you said treatments?
Yeah.
Were
they're all
one?
Yeah, they're all associated. I mean, it's all part of the same hospital group.
Mm-hmm.
They just do treatments down on Bond, like chemo. And then they do all
mm-hmm.
the hospital stuff, the state, you know, the transplant and all the other stuff you have to do in the hospital, they do up on Sam Jackson. So it's all part of the same system.
Okay.
So I don't know what you're exactly looking for, but...
Yeah, I was going to need diagnosing and treatment. So I'll put the treatment's going to be Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
And then the Oregon Health and Science on Bond Ave, Building 2.
Right.
Okay. So I just want to make sure. Bear with me. And then you already told me previously there would be a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Yes.
Okay. And then one moment, let me put in the treatment facility. As far as treatments,
mm-hmm.
do you remember what year or years you had that done?
Almost everything was done in 20 for the first before for the first treatment. Everything was done in 2021. So I had my chemo and all that through July, and then I had the stem cell transplant in September.
Okay.
All in 2021.
Okay. And then for the 2023, did you have treatment for that one as well?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a pill, though. It's a
pill, like immunotherapy.
Yeah, it's oral treatment. It's a BTK inhibitor.
Okay. Okay. And then we're almost finished up. What is your mailing address?
8004 Southwest Edgewater. It's all one word. And then at the end, after Edgewater, there's an E. It stands for East, but people
mm-hmm.
just put E. And then it's in Wilsonville, Oregon.
Okay. The zip code 97070?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly, an emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones.
My husband, John.
Husband, okay. He lives with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we do have permission to contact him if need be?
Sure.
Okay. And then what is his phone number?
503-694-8477.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms? I was going to say via text and email, but you don't have a cell phone?
I have one, but oh. I prefer not.
To do it? Yeah, it's,
not by text. I prefer
email. Okay, no worries.
I can't usually open them on the phone.
No worries. Oh, and I did forget. I do apologize. I forgot one question.
Uh-huh.
How did the so they want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Was there any, like, mental, like anxiety, depression, physical stressors, family, financial?
I think it was just, I mean, you have to face, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Or there's a potential of you dying. So there's a whole emotional, mental, and then just dealing with the family and the stress of it all. I mean, it's just, you know, it wasn't a fun year. That's about all I can say. You just have to face dealing with a bunch of stuff that you really hadn't thought about much.
Okay. Thank you. So bear with me. I'm going to just put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. One moment.